And God get accused of all these things that's going on in this earth. The devil bring about all these things, and we need to do something about it. If the other people don't want what I went to say, and then I let you go. What I went to say, out of all that about, you know, about the people praying in Washington, I think that Franklin Graham, was the head of it. And what I went to say, and I was shocked. I wasn't shocked, but I just thought, how dumb. There were people on the other side protesting. You better be glad I'm praying for you. There were people on the other side of this thing protesting. And y'all, and you can't see how sad our world is. We can't go to sleep now, brothers and sisters. That's why anytime you find a group of people praying, you ought to get in there and learn all you can and still see how less you can. How to get in there, because Jesus said before he left here, men ought to always to pray. Then he gave us instruction in the word to pray with all prayer. And then he also gave us how those prayers work. That's why we in the word, so we can pray. Because every prayer, every situation, there's some situation got to have a different kind of prayer. I'll put it like this. You know, they have all kinds of activity. Now we got college football, we got pro football, we got basketball, we have hockey, we have whatever, all kind of sports going on right now, right? They're coming back hot and heavy and strong. They silenced sports for a while, but boy, they're back. But you got basketball, you got baseball. Somebody on the court shoot from the center line and make the goal. Man, he hit a home run. Somebody look and say, where did he come from? Because that's that rule, that's sport, but that rule won't work in basketball. Somebody hit a home run. Man, he made a touchdown. Somebody said, he needs some education. Because he don't know a thing in the world about this game. Well, see, the same way about prayer. We be praying. You know, one of the famous things, I'm talking about mature saints, supposed to be mature, using that prayer for Jesus' sake. They get the end of prayers for, and they'll say, for Jesus' sake. No, it ain't for your sake. He don't need it. He's the one giving it. And you're talking about for Jesus' sake. And another one, if it be thy will, it's one prayer, have to have that. The rest of them you don't do, especially the prayer of faith. You're going to say, God, heal me if it be your will. He done said by your stripes you were healed. How you going to say, if it be your will, heal me? He already told you what he did. I already healed. He said, I'm waiting on you to come get it. You have to learn how to receive it. We're talking about operating in our dominion. See, healing belongs to you. Health belongs to you. Prosperity belongs to you. Peace belongs to you. A right to the throne of grace belongs to you. Come boldly to the throne of grace. That's what the Lord said. He didn't say, stand outside the gate and knock on and say, dear Lord, will you throw me a piece of bread if you think about it? No. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace and talk to me. Ask what you will and it shall be done. How much more plainer can he get? But we said, you know what we say? Well, God says sometime, yes. and sometime no. And then again, he'll say, sometime wait. But have you read the Bible? And the Bible says real plain, all the promises of God in him is yes and amen.
Yes, Lord.
Well, I prayed and he didn't answer my prayer. That means you didn't ask according to your will. Because he said, if you ask anything, am I helping anybody? If you ask anything according to his will, he hear you. So what if I don't ask according to his will, he just didn't hear you? So, let's walk in our dominion. What do you say? Amen. Service went a little different. That's all right. But it's time. And let me tell you this. Let me say this. When voting time come around, don't be sitting up at the house. I'm going to say it again. Blood been shed. For you to have this right, then you sit up at the house. Well, that's whatever they're going to do. No, 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 no. You get up and do what you're supposed to do. Amen. Glory to God. And then don't you just sit up and just vote for anything. You find out from God. If you don't know, and if you think you know, you find out, make sure you do know. Amen. That's something I pray for every day. I keep it before the Lord. Amen. I pray in a way that he can answer that prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I know. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. If anyone here today, we've already ministered some people. Let me close like this. The Lord said, and I'll pick this up next Sunday and go ahead and do what I was supposed to do today. But he told me to tell you that he loves you. Grasp, get a revelation of my love. How precious you are in my sight. Don't let no one put you down. If you are being put down and feel discouraged, stop that. Stop listening to that and go to my word. And find somebody that will encourage you. If you're around people that's always talking down on you, get away from them. Telling you what you can't do and you this and you that. Don't run with that crowd. Say, Lord, give me somebody that's going to help me. Amen.